Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me today, and one thing I want to speak about today is persistence in God. Persistence in God. A lot of us have issues, you know, sometimes when we're in prayer, or we have situations where we pray and pray and pray and pray, and nothing really manifests, but we pray for many other things, and we've saw things manifest for us all of our lives. And, you know, even in our ministries, we saw things manifest, and it just seems like things are just being put on hold, and you just don't understand it sometimes. And today we're going to talk about that and talk about, you know, how God always tries to make us more obedient. He tries to help us be more humble. and that He is answering our prayers, but in a different way. Our daily word for today is, with God, all things are possible. Great discoveries have been made by persons who kept trying after their inner effects failed. They've tried and tried, and it just actually failed for them. They provide failure can be turned into success by just one more try. No matter how difficult a problem appears, I do not become discouraged. I am confident in persistence. I know I do not work alone. All things are possible with God, and the Spirit of God is within me. If I have fallen, I am lifted up. If I am lost, the Spirit of God within me illumines my mind and shows me the path. I turn within and find new insight, strength, and determination. I persist and watch as seeing failure turns into success. See, our problem is that we give up too easy. God never gives up on us. We give up on Him, and we give up on people, but He never gives up on us. And just like I've actually just read this thing on Facebook, which is pretty cool. It says, "Yo, man, He's got this." And the thing is that Jesus has this. Jesus is a big boy. He controls everything. He knows what all is going on. He loves each one of us as His own. And when we give ourselves to Him through accepting Him and being baptized, then we see His persistence. We hand the keys to Him. And when we hand the keys to Him, He's handing keys to us. He's handing keys back to us. See, that's the thing. When He hands the keys back to us, that means we're getting keys to the universe. We're getting keys to healing. We're getting keys to, words of knowledge. We're getting keys to speaking in tongues for our prayer life. We're getting all these keys. So when we give up our life and we accept all Christ, we don't really give up our life. We actually accept a real life, our true life, that God really, planned for us. And a lot of us, we think that, accepting Christ is going to be boring, and we're going to be running around with Bibles and slamming people all the time. That ain't Jesus, man. I mean, Jesus is all about you. He wants you to be a new creation. He wants you to be the new Adam that God actually really designed. He designed a being, a son, to walk around and be happy and to love his father, not to be scared of his father and be running from his father, but to love his father. So that's what he's wanting from you. He wants to see you transform, but he wants to see us bring more of our brothers and sisters to him, where he can transform them. That's one of the things that he's wanting. But at the bottom of this, it says, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap the harvest time if we do not give up." So it says, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap the harvest time if we do not give up." So when it says, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right," it's not saying don't do what is right. It's saying that if we mess up, don't get scared. There's many tricks that the enemy has actually. See, when you die with Christ, your soul died with Christ. You was reborn. See, you've already been forgiven for all the things that you've done. And I'm not saying this is right, that you're going to go out and do more bad things and it's all cool. I'm not saying this. I'm saying when you made a mistake, God knows He's renewing you inside, so you ain't going to want to do that again, right? The enemy is going to throw tricks and games up to you and see if you're going to do these bad things, and then he's going to blame you for it. Well, you did this, and you had this dream. You did all this, and he's going to keep on pointing you. But Jesus has already cleared that. Your blame is gone. His blood covers your blame. And I'm not saying that you can go out and do all things wrong and it'd be all good. Then you're running from the blood and you're running towards the enemy. And that's, then he'll have to, Jesus has to deal with you his own way when you're doing that. And he has a rug pulling party designed strictly for that. I saw many minister and many people of God go through that with a rug pulling party. I mean, he pulls your feet out from underneath you, makes you see what you're doing wrong. You don't go without, you know, he does not hurt you. He don't do that stuff, but he does. He is your father, and he will discipline you if he has to. He only gives you what you can handle. But what I'm trying to say here is if you had a bad time or the enemy's really messed with your mind, he forgives you for that. He loves you. He will forgive you. Now, I'm not saying to keep on doing this, but I'm saying he loves you and he forgives you. He knows what you've been dealing with, and he knows your problem, and he will help you. And he forgives you. And he loves you no matter what. So that's one thing a lot of these churches don't get. They don't tell you that he loves you that much. He forgives you that much. He cares for you that much. He loves you that much. He cares for you that much. He gives that much for you. He gives his life. He gave his body. He gave his blood for you. So if he did all that for you, why wouldn't he forgive you for much? Right? Why wouldn't he forgive you for much? Because he gave much. He wants to get his sacrifice worth. He won't get everything that is owed to him. Everything is owed to him because he gave everything for you. I mean, everything he paid for your sins. He paid for all the stupid things that you've done during your childhood and your teenage years, and all the stupid things you said to your wife or said to your husband, and all the stupid things you did behind their back. He paid for all of that stuff, all the sins that you committed, all the stupid things that you thought about. He paid for all of that when you accept him. But if you don't accept him, it still goes as normal. You're still going to be judged by the Ten Commandments and every little thing you're going to be asked about, and you have to answer for it because you're going by the old covenant. And see, the stupid thing is the enemy tries to get you to go away from God because he knows that's the only trap door he has for you. Don't go to Jesus because I want you to get judged real good like I did, and I want you to go to hell like I did. That's what he's saying. Or do you want Jesus, which his blood clears all of that, clears the blame? It's up to you. It's always up to you. And Satan knows the game better than you do. He's been down here a lot longer than you have. And he's pretty good at his game. So it's up to you to accept Jesus or just keep on riding that same pony that's going to end up in a hole. And a lot of us is stubborn, and we want to keep riding that same pony. And then the pony ends up getting his knees broke, and then you're in trouble. So the best thing is to jump off the pony and go to, you know, go to the one that loves you, that sacrificed all for you, and go to the one that wants you, has his open arms wait for you to offer you home. It's what it's all about, you know. He loves you more than everything. And sometimes his grace is so significant, we don't understand it all. We don't understand the grace, how much grace he has there, how much forgiveness he has there for you. Sometimes we don't understand that. We ask for, you know, we ask for understandings. And I guarantee you 100% that even some of the disciples didn't understand all the grace that he had for you. They understood a limited amount, yes. They understood what they can comprehend. But, you know, I'm pretty sure they didn't understand everything that he had for them. I'm sure they did at the end of their day when they met Christ and, you know, things went on for them. They understood it all then. But yeah, I'm even sure back in their day, you know, as limited as they were and as limited as we are today, the only thing we know is pain. That's the only thing we know is pain. The only thing we know is unforgiveness because we're told and we're talked to about unforgiveness. Even in our churches, we're so full of unforgiveness. We can't forgive the person in the front pew in front of us, let alone, you know, anybody in the outside world. See, that's it. We're supposed to be manifesting Christ inside of us, not trying to, talk about him, but we don't have him inside of us. That's the problem. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw everybody right into a song, and I'll be right back, and I'll give you more of the message. Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. And we was talking a little bit about Christ and how he loves you so much. One thing I was going to talk about, I was out of town last week. I went to Brenton, Florida, and I spent a little time with Jason Wade. And we actually got to do some street ministry. I actually ain't really did a whole lot. The only type of street ministry I have done was, you know, on my lawn care service when I'd witness to a few people that I mowed for and tell them about Christ and how he loves them and all this and that. And I'd save a few here and there and pray for a few. But it ain't nothing like going to a bus stop and just hitting five or six people and just going that way. And it's a whole new character for me because I'm not used to that. And you run into a lot of different people you're not used to. And they have a lot of situations going on that you don't have no idea what's going on with them. It can be a little frightening at times, but, you know, it's not bad. I mean, once you know God's got your back. But it still can be. It can be something different, not unless you're used to it. And Jason, he's been used to it, and he goes around and, you know, goes to one, to another, and heals a lot of people, you know. And a lot of people I've actually did healings on is people that was in my church or that was on the show or, you know, that family members and friends I've worked on, but not everybody in the street because I didn't know how I'd be accepted. And a lot of times when you have doubt, you have doubt that something won't work, and then spirit doubt gets in there and then starts really having fun with you. And that can really mess with your healing, with your anointing. And that's one thing that I'm really working on at this time is I'm really working with trying to get rid of doubt. When there's no doubt, you know, God works very strong through me. I see amazing things happen, but when doubt is entered, then I start having problems. And that's what, you know, that's my downfall that I'm working on now, that God's working with me, and I'm working with my own self in many different ways, as we all have issues and we all work on our issues. But anyway, we went on the street, and we hit the street, I guess it was Thursday night we hit the street. As soon as I got there, me and him went to a skate park, and it was right below my hotel where I was staying. You know, I've never saw a skate park. I've saw it on TV and all that, never actually really been in the one. Because when I was a kid, I used to ride skateboards, but we didn't have skate parks. They didn't exist back in my day. So I never really knew what one looked like except what it looked like on TV. So we went in there, and the first guy that we prayed for, you know, stuff kind of happened, but not really much happened. Then on through the night, you know, the anointing came on real strong. We started seeing things happen. It was very exciting. We saw one guy that just got into a fight. He got ganged by a bunch of friends and broke his jaw. His jaw was expanded, like, yet really out there. And, you know, I saw Jason put his hand on his face, and I saw soreness just dissipate and the jaw just going back into place. And it was amazing. I saw that. We prayed for a guy to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is awesome. And I saw that, and there was many other little things. And we went from there. We went to Walmart up there in Brenton, Florida. And when we went into Walmart, as soon as we hit the door, there's a guy that was sitting there, and I told Jason, I'm getting words of knowledge like crazy on people, just pointing to people because I had feelings that these people was needing help. And then Jason is good at, I'll say, at the anointing, at praying and seeing things manifest. But I've been really open to words of knowledge sometimes. That's my specialty, is words of knowledge at times. And anointing, I've had great success with that too. It just, you know, my doubt with being on the street really affects me some. And the enemy has really been slamming me here lately, and I'm working that out. But anyway, what I'm saying here is that, you know, he's real good at what he does. And it was amazing to be with him, to be able to see God work through him. And but anyway, we walked in, and we saw this guy. And first thing up, he talked about his back. And first thing we think of is when somebody has back issues is their legs. Their legs is uneven, which a lot of people's legs are uneven. Just normal. And so we let the Holy Spirit, you know, strengthen his legs out. And this here is something we do all the time. We grow our arms out and our legs out like it for fun sometimes. And if you're around somebody that's in anointing like he is, anointing happens real quick. I mean, things happen real quick around people like that. And it is happening with me at times, but not to the extent that it does for Jason and some of the other ones. And at certain times when you're doing ministry, it happens. So, I mean, I'm not saying that it don't happen for me. It does happen for me, but not like it does for him, because he's always doing this, which he's been kind of out of the field for a while because he had situations where he's been at home and stuff. But he still had the mojo, and it was still working for him there. And the Lord was still working through him. But anyway, we was actually praying for the guy's leg. The leg grew out in front of everybody, and it was awesome. And he stood up, and his back was repaired. A lot of things in his back was fully transformed. And he actually bought some insoles for his shoes. And he didn't need the insoles anymore for what he bought in Walmart. That his body was automatically healed right there, praise the Lord. When we walked in, we had many other things. We had the lady behind the electronic counter. She had back issues. They got healed. We had a guy that was pulling a pallet of dog food around, stacking up dog food in Walmart. He had foot issues. They got healed. And then we saw him maybe a couple minutes afterwards and asked him if his feet was still hurting. He said, no, it was gone. He had no problems no more. We did run into some issues. There were some people that was addicted to pain medication. We had issues with them because their faith was in their drugs or in their medication more than the Lord. And by their will, it didn't take. By their will, it didn't take. The Lord was wanting to heal him, but they put their will in their drugs and their medications, so it didn't take. But there was a lot of success. And he even hit somebody in the line that was checking out. And when they got done checking out, Jason started asking him, about did he have any issues. He said his back or whatever. I'm not even sure. It could be his shoulder or something. But anyway, when he actually checked out his shoulder after Jason prayed for him, it was healed, and he felt like a new person. And just many things like that. Now, the next day, it was kind of slow. It was kind of a stressful day because we had a lot of stuff to do before we went out praying, and it kind of made it stressful for us. But we did get a few things done. We hit a few bus stops. Actually, the thing about me is I've been baptized when I was a child, and the Lord been putting it on me to get baptized again since I'm an adult, because when you're adult, you did a lot of more things, a lot of sins when you're adult than you was when you were a child or when you was a baby. So Jason baptized me, and I got baptized in the Spirit again, which I've been baptized in the Spirit before. He's prayed for me before for that, and God's did some stuff with me before too. But I just want it to be official. I want it to be done in the water and be dunked like Christ was and all that. And I got that done and certificate and all that, it was amazing. What I remember about my baptism was we went out there, the water was cold, and he baptized me, and then he baptized me with the Spirit. And how I knew that the Spirit hit me was because I was freezing cold, and all of a sudden I got warm in freezing cold water. And I was like, cool, this is neat. And Jason's like, do you feel anything? I was like, I feel warm now. But I was freezing in the water when the Holy Spirit, when he put, pray for the Holy Spirit, came on me and warmed me up. And it was pretty amazing. But I had fun out there. Out there in Brenton, Florida, and we did a lot of things. I got to go fishing after all the ministry stuff was done. The next day, I spent some time with my wife and her father, and we went out, and I went fishing for the rest of the night, and out in the coastal waterway, I thought I'd be catching coastal fish. Instead of that, I was catching catfish all night, which was funny, but it was fun. It was very fun, And I got to witness to a guy out there on the boat dock, which I thought was very interesting. I didn't get to pray for him, but I got to pray for myself, and then he got to see God work. I was pulling a catfish off of my hook, and catfish has thorns that sticks out of them. And if you ain't careful, a thorn will stick into your hand, and you'll bleed. So we got hold of a real small catfish, which smaller the catfish is, the harder it is for him to hold. And I was taking his catfish off of his hook, and the thorn went to my hand. My hand started bleeding. So he saw me grab a piece of, what was it, piece of cloth, and I put it on my hand where the blood was coming out. And then he saw me sitting over. I started praying in tongues because I knew that's the fastest way to stop it. God is my medic, so every time I have a problem, I pray for it, and God answers it. Even though sometimes it don't work for other people, but most of the time it always worked for me. Tongues speaking in heavenly language always works for me. And I started speaking in tongues, or praying in tongues for my hand, and the bleeding stopped, and I threw the rag away, and I started fishing again. And the guy looked at me weird, like, wow, that really works. I said, yeah, Jesus always works for me. And that was a big witness and tool for them. He got to see how Jesus healed my hand and stopped the bleeding and the swelling. The next day, the swelling was gone. It was done. It was a done deal. And just by Jesus using me as a witness tool to him and seeing how, you know, the Holy Spirit healed my hand, it was a big, big eye-opening thing for him. And I didn't get to lay my hands on him, but he got to see me lay hands on myself. And got to see how, you know, how God healed me and how he could heal him. And that was kind of an amazing situation there. And I really say to everybody, you know, build that communication with God. And I don't know, you can pray. There's ways of praying for, speaking in tongues. A lot of people receive it that way. But the way I received it was a little different. As you know, I was in a spiritual church, and I was meditating one day, and I just started speaking in tongues. I don't know how. I don't know why. I was reading up on it, studying a little bit about it, but I never really received it, and it just came to me, and I started speaking in tongues. And it's called light language, language of the light. It's called language of the angels. Speaking in tongues, however you want to say it, is what it is, and it's very strong. When your anointing is having issues, that there is the next thing you run into is speaking in tongues, and it always works. Speaking in tongues, your anointing always will work, and that's what I've been using here lately, is speaking in tongues quite a bit. I mean, we've got a show here on the Healing Light about speaking in tongues. Me and Jason Wade did one. I really, you know, prefer you to listen to that and go in more in the details about speaking in tongues, and you'll learn quite a bit. And check that out if you get a chance. It's called Speaking in Tongues. Jason Wade, I think he actually prays for people to receive speaking in tongues and receive the Holy Spirit. He's pretty good at that type of stuff. And I've actually prayed that stuff for people too at times. And but he's been doing it for years, and I really invite you to listen to that and check it out. But anyway, get back to the story. I got a witness to that guy through that, and I gave him one of my cards. Maybe he's listening to this show right now. I have no idea. But if he is, you know, welcome to the show, and I hope you keep on listening. But I had a pretty good time up there, and I got to go to my favorite restaurant, Perkins. Perkins is one of my favorite restaurants. I got to go up there, and my wife enjoyed herself. We got to, we had a pretty good time. It wasn't a good time that I would call a vacation, but it was more of a work trip for me because I got to do ministry and what I was really going up there to do. But maybe in the future I might go to the beach where I could really have a good time and really get into the fishing and stuff, and get away from everything. But God did a lot for me, and right when I got back, the enemy started attacking me crazy, but I'm used to that. When you start kicking devil butt, he don't like that, and he starts his little reactions. But you know, a lot of doors are opening for me, and I'm sure a lot of doors are opening for y'all, and I just say, you know, for y'all, just keep in the Lord and let him renew you each and every day. He's always rebuilding you. He's rebuilding you from the inside out. And his love is unknowing. You can't understand all of his love, how much love he has for you. It'll blow your mind what he has for you. But there's certain things that's got to take place for you to be turned into that person of God that he wants. And sometimes it's a process. And one thing that I experienced when I came home, I learned that a good friend of mine passed away, and he was a very good friend of mine, and he'll be really missed. And I learned about that. He passed away like a week beforehand. I had no knowledge of it. Me and his family was real close. They've had a lot of things going in their family or people passing their family in the last couple of years, and it's been really, really hard for me because as me feeling that, I mean, I'm not around him the way I should have been, but he still was close to me, and I thought a lot of this guy because he started his business right when I started my lawn care service. Me and him would help each other with our advertising, different little things we talk about, and we're just real good friends, and he will be missed very much. And, you know, every time I got to talk to him, it's just like, you know, somebody pouring new water in you. It's just like you feel at peace with this guy, and you can talk to him, and he's real cool. And, you know, there's some things that he didn't like about me and some things I didn't like about him, but we didn't hold it against each other. It's like he wasn't very religious like I was, and I was very religious, but he never held that against anybody. I didn't hold anything he did against him, which I didn't like things he did, but I still appreciated him for who he was. And one thing I remember, one thing that this guy was named Mike, one thing Mike told me, he said, Dan, he said, one thing I like about you and you being a minister, he said, you never hold anything against me. So no matter what I've done or whatever, you still look at me the same. And that's kind of upsetting to me because me and it was pretty good friends. But anyway, I was like, yeah, that's the way Christ looks at you. No matter what you've done, he paid that price. He paid that price for you. And he sees you the same as he does, you know, his father. He loves you that much. So you've got to overlook at things in people's lives. Now, your own kids is a different situation. Don't get me wrong. Your kids are doing something. Let them know what they're doing wrong because they was put in your life for you to train for them to become, you know, good citizens. But other people, you got to love them no matter what. That's one thing that Christ did ever, you know, did to everybody, and you should be manifesting Christ. But anyway, that's all I'm going to talk about today on the show. And anybody want to receive Christ this day, I just say this simple prayer is say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive all the sins I've done in the future and all the sins that I've done in the past. And I ask you to forgive all the unknown sins that I've did, Lord Jesus. Ones that I've done and I've not really known I've done, I ask you to forgive those. I ask you to cleanse my heart. I accept that you died on the cross and rose again for me. I ask you to come in my life and take over my life and come and live within my heart for eternity. I ask you this in Jesus' holy name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come to these people now. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Fill them up. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Fill them up in Jesus' holy name. Holy Spirit, come to these people and fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up from head to toe. Fill them up with your holy heat, with your holy presence. Holy Spirit, fill them up. Fill them up. Fill their heart completely up with your holy heat, with your transformational power, Holy Spirit. I ask you to make yourself known to them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And then say, thank you, Lord, for becoming my Savior. Thank you. Now, if you just prayed this prayer, you have became a new creature, and you need to get yourself baptized at a nearby church. Get baptized at a nearby church, or if you live in my area, you can call me at 828-461-3604, and I will baptize you if you need me to. But get baptized at a nearby church, or get a hold of me if you wish, and I'll be more happy to do that for you. But I'd like to say welcome to the family, and we've got that Empowering of the Holy Spirit coming in May. And I can't find my little thingamajiggy that tells me all the dates and all that stuff. I know it's in May. I think the 16th and the 17th of May. The first class is going to be on Friday, and it's going to be like 7 to 9. Art Thomas is coming to do this course, and what he's going to do, he's going to, you know, go biblically into the scriptures and show you where it talks about divine healing and how God really works on people and really helps them, and how easy it is to do divine healing, because Christ and all the disciples did it every day. That was just their thing, and that's the way God works. You are a divine son and daughter of God. If you've been baptized and been born again, you have these abilities. You just don't know it. They just need keys to be turned on. Art Thomas will have these things initiated on you. The initiation is nothing more than just going out and doing the scripture, doing what the scripture said. He will pray for you. If you not receive the Holy Spirit, he will make that available to you. He'll be there to help you with that. I will be there to help you with that. Then we'll just go to Walmart the next day and just, not take your Bible and slam people, but pray for a few people. It's the only thing we're going to do. And we might make a movie or two of it, you know, seeing how the results people has got. But the event is free. There's no charge. We do ask you to leave a love offering to help pay for him coming down there. I really hope you join us. I'm trying to find a place right now to have this event. And right now I think we're going to have it down here at the Maiden Recreation Center. I've still got to go and check up on that. But pretty soon the event will be activated, and we will be advertising the full event and everything. So, just keep in mind, if you know a church would be willing to have this event, just let me know, and I'll be really proud to let him come down there and do this. He is coming. He promised me he was coming, so he will be coming down for this event. But just trying to find a place to have it. And I want to thank you all for coming and listening to the show. I do have a website. It's called The Healing Light Show on Facebook. Just go to The Healing Light Show. I think the website to this website page is on The Healing Light Show, on The Healing Light Show underpinning or something like that. And if you want to friend me on Facebook, go Stan Shell on Facebook, friend me. You can find the show on there. Just go find The Healing Light Show. And what I like to do, if anybody gets a healing from this show, of any past shows, just post on The Healing Light page on Facebook and let us know what happened, what type of healing you've had, where people will see and open people's eyes to the transformation of God, how the power of God works for people. It'd be more eye-opening for other people to come and listen to this show. I want to thank you all for visiting us on this show today. May God bless every one of y'all, and may y'all have a great couple of days, and we'll see you Saturday morning. God bless you all.